Thank you for holding. Is this Danny?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Hopefully your day's been going well. I understand you were speaking with my representative, John Ramirez, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results.
Yeah, I just asked him how much it would be.
Oh, yeah. He just asked me to hop online to go over pricing. I didn't really hear any context of the call. Do you have your own website at all?
I do.
Okay. And you're doing the Home Advisor by Angie so far?
I do that. I do a little bit of Thumbtack.
Oh, okay. How do you like the Home Advisor by Angie?
I do Facebook. I don't like it.
Okay. And your Facebook ads or just regular like Facebook business?
Both.
Both. Okay. And that's going well for you, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be going better than the Home Advisor by Angie's program. I can't tell you how many guys I run into that are can't wait to get rid of that system.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to bash them. I mean, we're a Google partner. They pay Google like $6 million a month to put themselves on the first page all over the country. So they basically just put themselves on Google, and then when they get a lead, they sell it to you for, you know, three times the cost, and then it goes to four other guys. So now they got like 12 times the cost, and then one of you gets the job. Sometimes none of you get the job, and they just still charge you for it. So I know how that goes. Yeah, but it's a little bit different. I mean, we would actually list you independently for the customers who are looking up your services. So you'd be a top option there in the Google Maps section. You ever see how there's a map that pops up and there's three guys next to it? When you do a search? Yep. So that's where we're talking about placing you. And the customers can call you all day long. It's not going to change your rate. Okay. We list you for up to 15 different services at a time. You can hand select the keywords that you're listed for, or you can use the recommended keywords that we have for you. But since you already have the site and you're already doing Facebook ads, you know, I could really get you a package that's super cheap, like $149, and that'll cover a 35-mile radius. The only way I'd be able to cover a 60-70-mile radius is if we included Google AdWords. And then, you know, that's
35 miles is not bad.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could do that one, 35 miles, 15 keywords, and we would still do the directory submissions for you, too. So you'd end up on the first page of Bing. You'll have, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages. We usually include Facebook and Thumbtack, but you're already using those, so I'm not going to duplicate anything, and we'll use the site that you already have, and that'll help keep that pricing down. If I could approve a package like that for you, I mean, I'm sure it's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way I could steal you from Home Advisor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, a couple months down the line, and you log in. Sorry. Yeah, so I think you can pause it from your phone, but you do have to contact them. You have to be very thorough.
It only lets you pause for like 3 days at a time. It's set up for a bill.
I've heard that before, and then it like auto reactivates, and they flood you with leads. Yeah, like you have to be very stern. I've gotten on the phone a few times with my clients just to kind of back them up and acted like I was their partner. But you have to be very stern about not just canceling. Canceling's one thing, but you want them to take you off that directory. That 280 something or 300 that they charge you with initially, you know, it's just to put you on their directory for the year, but that actually benefits them, because if you hopped on Google and look up your business, like you're trying to call you directly, or one of my friends told me about your company and I'm looking you up, well, your Google listing's not showing up, your Home Advisor is, and then that's getting turned into a lead and sold to your competitors. They could come in there and undercut you on jobs that should have went straight to you, you know? So it's best to just get completely removed from their directory. You have to be really stern about that. Canceling's one thing, but they'll be like, okay, yeah, you can cancel, and then you're still on their directory forever, and then they put on there, like, all of a sudden you have bad reviews start popping up, or it says you're out of network or out of business, even though you're still listed on there, and then it's like, here's some other professionals for you. So it's kind of interesting how they do that, but they have multiple different ways of getting leads aside from just Google, and then they want to resell them. And I think a lot of the leads are either coming directly from Google or from that kind of system where people are trying to find somebody that's on their platform and end up getting turned into a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, I don't want to spend the whole call bashing them. Like, I don't want to bash them to gain your business. I'd rather get your foot in the door and prove to you the difference, you know?
What do you think? What do you think? I get cold calls every now and then, right? Some people are contacting me to like search it, this and that. And, so I ask them, you know, hey, where'd you get my number from? This and that. Like, oh, well, Google or this or that. You know, what's the package? How much a month you can give me a package? Maybe I can try it for a month and see what it produces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right now, check this out.
I sent you two texts, Danny. I don't know if you got them. Okay, one of them's a link to the pricing page. If you can click on that, I'd rather show you than just tell you what I'd be doing here. Because we don't even have a package at $149. I'm customizing that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you scroll down, you see where it says there's premier packages, and then there's just the standard packages underneath it, the Essential, the Pro, and the Platinum.
Yeah, Premier... Platinum, yeah.
Okay, no, skip those ones. Those ones are way overpriced, and those are with the Google Ads in there. That's why they cost so much. That's why it says local bundle plus Google Ads. The other packages are local bundles plus Facebook Ads, but you already have Facebook Ads, right? So what I'd basically be doing is putting you on this Platinum package, so that way I'm giving you all the bells and whistles that you don't already have. You already have a Facebook Ads campaign, so we're not going to do that. I'm going to take away the optimized landing page, which is a website. We'll use the website that you already have, you know. So I basically put you on that Platinum without the Facebook ads and without building a site for you, so that way you get all the extra bells and whistles we have to offer. But I'd only charge you $149 for it, and then I'd also waive the setup fee. Okay, that's just to get your foot in the door. So basically what you're paying for is strictly the Google Places placement, which results in the Bing listing and the Amazon Alexa listing, because they both use the Google Places as their reference point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously the directory submissions are still in there. So I'm not going to put redo a thumbtack or duplicate your thumbtack listing, even though that's the directory we normally provide in our popular directory submission. But you'll still get the Yelp, the yellow pages, the thumbtack, the merchant circle.
Yeah, because I don't want them to. I try to stay away from having something like marketing throw them through thumbtack, because then I'm paying double for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. We don't want to duplicate any listings or have you get charged anymore.
If somebody's gonna want to go to thumbtack, fine. Go to thumbtack. Do your thing there. But I would hate to advertise something and then advertise it to thumbtack, and they see that, and then they go to thumbtack, and then they contact me.
That'd be weird.
I'm paying thumbtack, and I'm paying the marketing ad that they've seen that they got thumbtack from. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Obviously, don't attach thumbtack to your website or anything.
I want to keep it all off. Exactly.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. We don't even need to touch the thumbtack. That's just something that we normally do offer if they don't already have it. But you already have it. You know how that works. We're not going to duplicate anything. We'll leave that stuff in your hands.
What about the Facebook marketing?
Yeah, that's the Facebook ads. We can host that for you. I know you said you were running some ads right now.
They're paused right now. They're paused. I haven't paused right now.
Okay. Well, if I include the Facebook ads, I would have to bring the price up to $249. You have to have at least $100 starting out into the Facebook advertising. What were you spending on it monthly?
Probably like $250, I think, maybe.
Yeah, see, that would be $100
for a while.
Yeah, so I mean, the charge that's the minimum. You know what I mean? If you wanted to have $250. Oh, sorry. What were you saying? I cut you off.
Do you guys create that ad and everything? You create that ad?
Yeah, we create it, host it. We do postings. We update it with photos. You know, obviously, we would get the photos from you, from the jobs that you're going out on, but we would do all the updating. You just send them into this email address. It's photos@localsplash.com. We create posts and create the ad and host it.
Uh-huh.
Lydia would do that for you. She's one of our reps in the back.
Gotcha.
Pretty blonde girl. Like
how about this? I got a meeting tomorrow. Can you give me a buzz about 2:30, 3 o'clock? Actually, you know what? Same time tomorrow.
4 o'clock. If you can give me a call, and we'll set it up. I'm just tossing back and forth if I'm going to go with you guys running the basic app with me for me, and then see how that runs for a month.
Yeah, I mean, we could always start out with the 149, and then if you want to call in and upgrade it tomorrow or do that during your client interview, you could always do that too. You can add these services on. I was just trying to get you the bare bone minimum to what you didn't already have. I know you said you had that Facebook ad running, but we can start you out 149, and then obviously if you want to go through an upsell on our back end, at least that way you're actually talking to the rep that's going to be doing your client interview and your Facebook ad for you. So as you're setting it up, they'll be able to go very in-depth with that. I would be the one setting up the Google listing.
Gotcha.
I'm just kind of tossing around. I had a few different things going on already too, and I backed out of some.
I mean, you definitely got to back out of that home advisor program at some point, because I know how that goes. If we're gonna try to get you into a profitable situation right away, then that means they got to come off the board. We don't want you, you know, paying for leads that aren't turning into anything, then we got to offset the cost of that too.
Yeah,
and then we're end up losing you after a couple of months because you went and spent $500 on Home Advisor in a week, and now your budget's capped. I've been there.
Right.
I'm speaking from experience here. Had their payments decline. What happened? Oh, Home Advisor got me last night for $400. Well, I thought you canceled that. I forgot. They just paused it. So it's not my first rodeo. I've been here 10 years. So when I first started, Home Advisor was called Service Magic. Actually, they weren't even Home Advisor.
Was it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they got sued and disappeared, and then came back like a year and a half later as Home Advisor, and started buying Google Ads and reselling the leads, and then they bought out Angie's. Everybody thinks Angie's bought Home Advisor. It was the other way around. Angie's was basically bankrupt. Home Advisor bought them.
Going on this shit. That's pretty recent, huh?
2016.
What?
Years ago. Yeah. They didn't actually start marketing as Home Advisor by Angie until like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. If you're available to contact me tomorrow at 4 o'clock, I gotta run business deposits and stuff, and then
Yeah, I mean, as long as one of these stupid reps doesn't sell it out from underneath this, but it should be fine. I'll put you in my calendar for same time tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do it. I mean, like I said, I'm just tossing back which one I'm gonna do, but for sure tomorrow, call me. We'll nail it down and get it done.
Okay, you have my number too. I texted it to you next to that pricing page. So if you want to call in before, then feel free.
California.
Yeah, we're in California. We're in Orange County.
County.
Yeah, nice. I'm from Newport Beach.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're from money.
No, not exactly. I'm from the complete opposite. Both my parents are deceased. I work for everything that I have.
Nice. Do you do any fishing out there?
Absolutely, Davy's Locker all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty affordable. If you go to Groupon, they have a deal. I don't know the next time you plan on coming to California, but hit Groupon, they have a deal, it's like $60, you can take two grown men, 3/4 day. Last time I was out there, I reeled in a nice tuna, it was like 50 pounds.
Really? I'm going to be going out there in August 13th, I have a trip out there to do
Catalina. Man, that's perfect. Oh yeah, it's perfect, right in between Newport or Dana Point and Catalina. Oh, okay. Where are you originally from?
I was born in Whittier.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's not far. My dad lives in Whittier, actually. Or not my dad, my grandfather.
Yeah, so I'm from that way. I'm familiar, but yeah, that's cool. Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll send you a text tomorrow, like 3:30, and we'll get this thing taken care of.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Thanks.